Good evening, good afternoon, evening. Welcome to Swatting Flies and Telling Lies. Tried getting hold of Punk S. Merle, no luck. So, we're going solo. And, there's a few things that I wanted to talk about, especially with Merle. I know we discussed it last year in the License to Drive episode, but a couple days ago is the third year anniversary of us finally getting our driver's license with, it's actually on Jeannie's birthday, so, yeah, that would have been a nice little fun little tie-in. I should ask Jeannie to be on the podcast. We could talk about that, because it was on her birthday. She turned 16. She got her license that same day, and so did me and Merle. So, since it's just me, I'm just going to kind of, I don't know, man, what are you guys up to? How's life treating you, man? We made it through the winter. It's officially spring, even though it snowed a little bit earlier. Got some rain and a little bit of sunshine. It's bright till a little bit after 8 o'clock, which is great. It's fantastic for my mental health. Let's roll with it, peeps. It's been, made it through fall and winter. Made it through 6 hours of daylight. It felt like 6 hours of daylight, man. It's nice. And here we are. We also got, summertime, man. 30 years ago, what were you doing? I was working. Was working 7 days a week, actually, for Ketchikan Air. At first I was kind of mad, because I busted my ass in the summer of 93 for Scott at Taquan Air, and I thought he was going to bring me back. He hired Julian and someone else, and then he's like, oh, hey, here you go, right here. So I worked for his wife 7 days a week. I don't want to say it's crazy, because some people still do that. I was a kid, man. I was 16 years old. I was endless energy. When I get off work now, I try to beeline it home unless I need something at the store, because I know my big ass is just going to plop down and kind of melt into my recliner, which is where we're at right now. But when you're young, man, you just don't, you got the nonstop energy, man. Like I said, I work 7 days a week. Sundays were my light day. I don't think I had. Sometimes there were planes scheduled at 10 o'clock and then not until like 12 or 1. There was no mail that day. And it was nice, man. Some nights I closed. Some nights I didn't, man. There was a TV there. And one of the huge things that summer, which people know about, especially with O.J. Simpson dying, was that shit was nuts, man. I'll probably get into it on the date of this year, but it's just, the guy was human scumbag garbage, so it was this huge, huge moment in the world, let alone just America. I just remember, what the fuck, man? Yeah, no, I don't know, man. What are you guys up to? What are you watching? What are you listening to? I got, what do you guys like? I think I know what you like. You guys like me. I like me. So, let's see here. Oh, man. So, you guys, right now, the last 5 songs I played, take a guess. Just kidding. So here's the last song I listened to. Busta Rhymes featuring Janet Jackson, 1998. Dude, this song's still great. Came out the summer I turned 21. Holy fucking shit. Music video was crazy, man. It was kind of like... it was very Terminator 2 inspired-esque. But, yeah, this was one of the bigger songs that summer. That brings me back to that time I was working at Taquin Air. Had an S10 blue and gray that I bought from Dustin Booth. Had speakers in the back for a hot minute. Never really a system person, but I was very briefly. It's just crazy though, man. It was right at the end of the summer, I think, when the song came out. Then we're gonna go back 4 more years. I Alone, live. 30 years ago, man. I still listen to this shit, man. The guy who wrote this song, like, always thought a little bit deeper. Seemed like, anyways, to put a lot of, not just, hey, here it is. Anyways, I love that song still, man. They got good music. Third song is Toto. Dude, I think it's in the 70s, man. But I heard it a lot in the 80s. Still listen to it, obviously. Got it on my playlist. Love this song, man. Come on, man. You know you're bobbing your head. This is a good fucking song, man. Man. I hate to be that person where it's like, they don't make music like they used to. But here I am, man. Telling you, they don't make music like they used to. Oh, oh, oh. 1978, August 5th. Whoa, whoa. Love isn't always on time. Damn, it's a good song, man. I always love it when this song comes on when I'm at work. I can just groove to it, man. No, no, no. Yeah, just give me a second. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Is it? Oops. Oh, we're gonna find out. Here we go. Is it always on time? Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, it is. Oh, oh, oh. Love isn't always on time. Oh, 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 oh. And we got Commuter from the Karate Kid soundtrack coming in hot. Cube 93, Hanging with Hollywood. Young Hearts, man. I love this song, man. This is like one of those, yeah, I don't know, man. I'm young at heart. I think we all like to think we are. But like... eventually, I'm going to get a girlfriend and this is going to be the song that's going to be continuously playing. Oh, ho. Young Hearts do beat fast. That's Daniel LaRusso. Now, Since I Don't Have You came out in 1994, The Spaghetti Incident, Guns N' Roses. This is a remake, by the way. I remember the first time hearing this fucking song was right after I got dumped. Holly Leese dumped me, and then my punk ass heard this song and got sad. Axl had a great voice, man. Guns N' Roses was one of my top favorite bands. Shared that with Travis, my buddy, my bro. Travis Dansell, man. He had an awesome GNR shirt that I could never find, man. I'm still looking for that shirt. Just listen to the lovely voice of W. Axl Rose. I had this poster of Axl Rose right above. So, like, if you're laying down in my bed, I had it on the ceiling. I don't know why I did it. I just thought it was cool. And then I was like, what the fuck, man? He had this huge, big, like, you see his big old testicles in his little hot pants that he's wearing. I was like, what am I doing? I bought it at that store here in Ketchikan. It almost looked like it was from the video from You Could Be Mine. But it wasn't, because he had those short spandex on. But he didn't have the purple jacket that he had in You Could Be Mine video. I think he had the American flag coat on. Also, Gary Oldman was in the video for this. Oh, young Bruce, he never thought he'd live again. 30 years ago, I'm still wondering, will I ever live again? Walking in misery. In walk misery. He's been here since then. Axel, we are fucked. Bruce never found love. Oh, here's another one from 30 years ago, this summer. Let me see you go back. Let me see you go back. Let's go to the longhouse for a fucking dance, motherfuckers. With said ex-girlfriend, there's like me. I remember like walking with Martine, Holly, Jackie, Merle, Ira. Beautiful fucking night out. Fuck, man. Maybe it's a Saturday, man. Got off work. Got fucking all douched up. I used to take forever fucking trying to perfect my hair, man. I was so anal about my hair. Still kind of am, but not as bad. Had perfect fucking hair back then, of course. This song was fucking bumping, man. I remember Terrence would get this. Did you not love Aaliyah? Dude, this song is still awesome. I don't dance anymore. I retired because my dance skills were so fucking off the hook. People were just insanely jealous, so I had to stop dancing. But I groove when I'm home alone, man. Especially to Aaliyah. Man. And here's another one, number 7. So I had forgotten about this song until 2018. Like the first episode or second episode. First episode of Cobra Kai, season 1, episode 1. Johnny Lawrence is driving around all fucking butthurt. Thinking about losing the All Valley to that cheating ass motherfucker Daniel LaRusso and losing the girl. This is the song he's crying in a beer into. Let's hurt with Johnny Lawrence. I love this song now. Thanks to season 1 Cobra Kai, Johnny Lawrence heartbroken. I mean, Johnny Lawrence are one, man. We're simpatico. I feel like he'd be my best friend. So that's number 7. This one. It's like I remember Jeannie picked me up one time in their car to cruise around. She cruised in this Jeep, man. Like a fuck, man, this Jeep was crazy fast, man. But she picked up me and Merle, and she was bumping this song. I song's still fucking awesome. Reese is the word. Pretty sure Jeannie was bumping this, had it on her, I feel like Lance would vibe to this song with me. My nephew's pretty awesome. So that's number 8. Number 9. Rod Stewart, Young Turks. He never says Young Turks. Does he? I don't know. We're going to find out. I don't know, man. Fucking, my mom had a huge variety of taste. She was a young mom. She was 18 when she had Milo, 20 when she had me. And, so, like, her music was our music, man. We used to listen to 45s and records. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Prince. Rod Stewart. Wham! Culture Club. But this is one of those songs, man. It's crazy, man. I still love this song, man. It's a great song, man. I saw this picture of my mom. I think she's like giving me money. It's like in 1990, 91. And my mom is such a young mom. She looked like my older sister giving me money. Oh, my mom's awesome. No, coming in at number 10. Coming in hot. Okay, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I didn't hear this song until I went to Ghostbusters Afterlife. And this was playing. Which, yeah, I rail against love and blah, 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 blah. But I love love songs. I can't help it, man. It's a good one, too. You guys are learning all about your fucking favorite podcaster. I don't sit alone at home and cry over any of you, though. Good song, man. This other one is from Beverly Hills Cop, Glenn Frey. The Heat Is On. This song, I remember being a fucking kid and just the Pep Band was, when I was a kid, I felt like the Pep Band was the be all end all at the big games, man. Like the intensity of everything got kind of brought up to another level with the Pep Band. I loved it when they played this song. And it was fucking wild, man. I remember coming over here and watching Mass Pep Band play. And then you'd hear the different songs, like especially during the opening ceremony. And they would play, you know, not during the opening ceremony. You wouldn't hear this. It was the Final Countdown by Europe. Anyways, this is one of those songs that I loved hearing MHS Pep Band play. Good fucking, it's a good song, man. I love it. Seeing the cheerleaders do their fucking thing. Shit's badass, man. Number 12 is Gene's song. I had forgotten about this gem. Me and Gene worked together in 2010. And he had the song on his playlist. Judas Priest, Turbo Lover, man. So if you see Gene, tell him Bruce thinks of you when he plays Turbo Lover. I do think of Gene when I play Turbo Lover. Love him, I miss him. It's a good song. Judas Priest is pretty awesome too, though. Yeah. What a great lyric. I think this was played on Beavis and Butthead. They used to play some cool fucking videos on Beavis and Butthead. Anyways, this song, yeah, Gene played it. Had it on his playlist back then. Oh shit, I like this song. I forgot about it. Good love song too, man, let's be honest. And he kicks you in the fucking face. This guy's a badass fucking voice, man. That is a badass, man. He always looked super cool. Let me roundhouse kick you. Fucking A, man. So that's number 12 on the Bruce playlist. From 1995, Freak Like Me at Dina Howard. I borrowed this CD, this album from Jackie to make a mixtape. And then made the mixtape, made Merle mixtape, and then went to return it, but she was out of town. So we gave the CD to Charlene. Everybody remembers this song. This is a good song. Freak Like Me and Dina Howard. Number 12 song. Number 13 is Back to the 80s. Tears for Fears. Love this song. I believe it was on... Was this the one on Real Genius? With Val Kilmer? Great fucking movie. This is in heavy rotation. And then it's just like some random song from number 15. From the Weird Al Yankovic movie. Number 16. Just Another Victim. House of Pain. This reminds me of being in playing, getting mixtapes made up in Terrence's bedroom. Judgment Day soundtrack, pretty badass. Now again, back in my day, soundtracks were way different. They were awesome. A lot of original music on soundtracks. Nowadays, it's not a lot of original music. Which I want to do an in-depth this coming month on the 30th anniversary of The Crew. Now, the soundtrack was already out 30 years ago, so I'm definitely going to go to do an in-depth one on that. Number 17 on my playlist. Tom Petty, Refugee, man. How could you not love Tom Petty? Great fucking song. And it's a love song, man. How do you not love it? Number 18. Dare to Be Stupid, Weird Al Yankovic. Love this shit, man. I love that it's accessible now and I could just... get it right at the fucking click of a fucking finger. Tap a button and I got fucking Dare to Be Stupid. Love this song, man. Number 20. Actually, no, I skipped one. Number 19. From 1995. Keep Their Heads Ringing. From the Friday soundtrack. We're still getting original music back then on movie soundtracks. Remember being at the old teen center... for dances. I don't know if Desi was running the teen center, but it was mostly Terrence, it seemed like. So there was I just remember loving this fucking song, be fucking bumping, boom. Walking up, pay my dollar to get my hand stamp. And if this song was playing, right to the fucking dance floor, man. Like I said, I loved it when soundtracks had original music, man. Cool shit. Number 20, the Buzzcocks. Ever fall in love with someone? With someone you shouldn't have. I don't remember this song because obviously it's an older song. A decade ago, FXX used to randomly run different Simpsons marathons, and on a newer season, Lisa was I think it was like a Halloween episode. She was back with Nelson Munson. This was the song that was playing. It's a good song, Dance with Uncle. Yeah, man, we all have. Number 21. I was sick as fuck last year. Put on this movie called The Wraith with Charlie Sheen. And it had... So this is from the soundtrack. And like I said, love this song, man. I was like, holy shit, who is this? It's Lion, Never Surrender. Playing at the beginning of the fucking movie. Kind of sets the tone. Like when I heard it, I was like, holy shit, this is a good fucking song, man. And like the biggest song on that soundtrack was Billy Idol's Rebel Yell. Love that song. Love that soundtrack. I'm just kind of riffing, man. Thanks for hanging. Thanks for spending your Sunday evening with me. Thanks for never surrendering. All right, ladies, Jade, Don't Walk Away. Was this like 91, ladies? 92? Another song, man. I remember not being able to get in to the teen center dances. They were fucking bumping. I think Judy Hill was running it back then. Number 23, Beverly Hills Cop. This was another song that the Metlakatla Pep Band knocked out of the fucking park, man. I loved hearing this song when they play it, man. Also, having a crush on some of the fucking cheerleaders back then. Little Brucey Booth had it hot for one of them. But Bob Seger is pretty good. Again, original music for a soundtrack. We don't get that anymore. I think Paul Brendable used to play trumpet with the Pep Band, too. That was cool of him. But yeah, man, this was... I remember Malcolm was playing drums back then, I think. Cookie. Beverly Hills Cop 2, I believe. 24 is epically 90s. Rocky 5, go for it. Me and Johnny love this fucking song. We used to shadow box together while playing this. Go for it, Heart and Fire. If you remember when he's training Tommy Gunn, Rocky is in the corner. He's his corner man, and he's trying to get Tommy Gunn to do something. And he's like, it ain't about that. It's Heart and Fire. Heart and Fire. And he slapped his hand like that. I remember that. That's what this is called. Heart and Fire. Number 25. Rocky IV. No Easy Way Out when there's one of the... He's having like this huge moment after Adrian tells him you can't win. What the fuck, Adrian? You don't tell Rocky that. Take that back. Anyways, Rocky jumps in his fucking Lamborghini or whatever. Drives around town thinking of all the fights with Apollo, their friendship, the training, the running in the water, running in the beach, him getting killed by Ivan Drago. This is the song. So since we're going almost, you know, 30 years ago with a lot of stuff, but this is 40 years ago, we'll do it. So that's it. Number 26 came out, Stadium Arcadium. I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Snow, Ayo. Got an awesome shirt. My sister and brother-in-law went to this concert. Got me a badass Chili Pepper shirt. Awesome shirt, man. I got to hang out with Logan that weekend, which was awesome for me. Love Logie J. Number 27. Who Do You Want to Be? Oingo Boingo. Do you guys know the song? If you do know the song, do you know the soundtrack it was on? Do you know the movie it was played on? It was a sequel. Jason Bateman headlined the sequel. Teen Wolf 2. Oh, man. Not a lot of people like it. I love this, man. This is the song that's playing once he becomes the wolf. And he's boxing. And he's doing obscenely crazy fucking... using the jump rope super fast. This is a song playing during the montage of Teen Wolf 2. Oingo Boingo. Someone on TV. I do want to be like... Number 28. Another 80s soundtrack. Big fucking shock. John Farnham. Thunder in Your Heart. Rad. God damn. I think it came out 38 years ago this year. A couple days ago. I think this is a song playing at the beginning of the movie when they're doing all the tricks, or is it at the end? Either way, man. Yeah. Thunder in Your Heart, man. How could you not like this song? Go to Amazon and buy it. Or buy the metal case special edition Blu-ray they just released out at Walmart. Roxette, Listen to Your Heart. Now, I remember this song because it was so huge. Didn't really know where to sit on it. Didn't mind it. I always got to slow dance with some of the girls. But like in 2019, I believe. Or was it 2018? I don't know. So like Mr. Robot, probably one of the greatest shows ever made. This, they played this in a fucking crazy, fucked up, heartbreaking, what the fuck type of scene. This is the song playing. Listen to your heart, ladies. Come on, man. Now we're going to end the 30th song played the most. Of course, it's my ringtone. Bananarama, Cruel Summer. Come on. Of course it's Cruel Summer. Of course we're ending the podcast with me talking about Cruel Summer. I would say 80% of the time, Cruel Summer is my fucking ringtone. Love this fucking song. Cannot hear it enough. I still remember this being played in Karate Kid when his mom's telling him She wants to see his baby Browns. Show me your baby Browns. Come on with the baby Browns. Take off your glasses, Mom. Now! Takes them off. Big-ass fucking black guy. Got his ass kicked. Got beat. Got punched. Johnny Lawrence dropping fucking punk-ass Daniel LaRusso. And there's my sister. You want to be on the podcast? Oh, she doesn't want to be on the podcast. I just did a rundown on the 30 songs that I've been listening to. And I just finished number 30 and I'm almost done.
Oh, nice.
Did you go to the gym?
No.
Oh.
I'm one of my friends.
Oh, sorry. Sister Jessie just left. She's probably gone and met Catlin now. So those are the 30 songs. Download them, listen to them. Hit me up and, yeah. Say bye, Ahu.
Bye.
Bye.